I was fortunate enough to go to America and watch Kobe play. And as an athlete, we all loved him. But when he did come over, he only did one interview on the radio. So I was fortunate enough to get that interview. And we went up to his big suite at Crown, and you know, he was amazing. And you know, as radio people, you get your list of things not to talk about. And I wasn't allowed to talk about his family because he's a very private man about his family. And I brought a basketball ring in because we've got a basketball in our studio, and I always throw hoops into it. And they told us we weren't allowed to do it because, you know, what PR people are like. But then when I mentioned it to Kobe about the basketball ring, he's like, righto, let's shoot. Let's shoot some hoops because that's what he does.
Yeah.
And I've been a bit cheeky. And I actually beat him, which was amazing. And he was like, oh, home court advantage, let's do it again. But he had to obviously wind it up to other interviews. But when I sat down and spoke to him, he was an amazing man. He brought up his family, which was great because he was Vanessa was pregnant with their fourth child, which is obviously now born. And my daughter had just been born, and I got four daughters, so we sort of spoke about that. He spoke about the love of sport with his eldest daughter playing volleyball and his obviously GG playing basketball, and he was just an amazing human. But looking at all the stuff yesterday and going out throughout the pitches, and I was a bit like you guys, I didn't know what to say. And as I said, I've got four daughters, we're at home, and my 10-year-old Lulu was just bawling her eyes out all day and didn't understand why it happened and how, you know, she died with her dad, and how they were in the helicopter, and it was really hard to explain to them that, you know, life's short and this is what can happen. And I remember sitting there just with the kids last night, and I was getting emotional, and you see all the pictures, and, you know, he was a great basketballer. He was one of the best to ever play basketball, but a true reflection on a person, I suppose, when they do pass. I didn't see many basketball photos. It was all about him and his daughter, Gigi, and him coaching her at a basketball game, and him pictures with all his daughters, and he was a great family man. And I think that, you know, he was just a beautiful human, and, you know, the world did lose someone pretty amazing yesterday.